Whether it's your first day of school or you've been with us the past few weeks, thank you for watching CNN Student News. We are your cost-free and commercial-free source for current events. I'm Carl Azus. First up, unexpected interviews with three Americans detained in North Korea. This is a secretive communist country. It's been at odds with South Korea and the United States since fighting stopped in the Korean War in 1953. A CNN reporter was on a government tour of North Korea when he was taken to a secret location to interview each of the Americans. That included Kenneth Bae, a 46-year-old Christian missionary. North Korea imprisoned him for what it called hostile acts to bring down its government.
I've been asking the American government to act upon getting me released here, and I do believe that special envoy need to come in order to resolve the situation that I am in right now.
All of the detainees say they've admitted guilt to North Korea, though one doesn't know what he's being charged with. CNN couldn't tell what kinds of conditions they were being held in. North Korean government officials monitored the interviews and carefully guided CNN's tour of North Korea.
The moment we land in North Korea, it feels like we're walking into a time warp, a nation decades behind the developed world, trying to catch up and trying even harder to control the flow of information. From the route we take to the pictures we take, government minders are watching our every move. They control what we see and what we don't see. Our first stop, the birthplace of the nation's founder, a man they call their eternal president, Kim Il-sung.
Every North Korean who comes to Pyongyang will visit Myeongdae at least once. This is considered a sacred place, and coming here is a pilgrimage.
These students traveled 23 hours to drink from the Kim family's well. I want to come back again, says 12-year-old Ko Hang-myeon. He comes from a rural area in the far north, a far cry from the capital, the showpiece of the nation.
This is the most modern children's hospital in the entire country. It took about a year to build, opened up 6 months ago. And it's not just the medical equipment that's state of the art. We're told kids actually pretend to be sick just so they can use the playground.
There are 300 beds in this hospital in a city of more than 2.5 million people. It's one of several pet projects of the nation's young leader, Kim Jong-un, who inherited power from his father and grandfather before him. Another prized project, the massive Moonsoo Water Park, finished in just 9 months.
We're told Kim Jong-un meticulously scrutinized every detail of this water park. He examined the plans personally, we're told, 113 times, and even had his high-ranking government officials test out those water slides to make sure they were safe.
As these people play, the United Nations worries others are suffering. The World Food Program says many North Koreans face regular food shortages. You wouldn't know it with all the money spent on projects like this. Here, no expense is spared to put a modern, happy face on Pyongyang. The rest of North Korea is kept hidden from our cameras and the eyes of the outside world. Will Ripley, CNN, Pyongyang, North Korea.